The Reds haven't been in the postseason lately, but I got to tell you, the Reds have consistently led the major leagues with the hippest ballpark organist around, and that's John Schutte. He always makes going to the ballpark fun, win or lose, with his song selections. So welcome to WVXU, John.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So how'd you get this gig at the ballpark?
You know, I wish I could say they auditioned thousands of people and they picked me, but honestly, it was a case of being in the right place at the right time. They didn't have an organist for a couple of years, and I had a meeting there and asked about playing the organ, and they offered to let me do it, and I just keep coming back.
So you didn't have an audition? Did you have to play for them or anything?
Nope. The meeting I had with them was regarding the band playing for Fireworks Friday, so they knew I played already.
Right.
And so they offered to let me come in and play one Sunday for a Sunday game, and I just kept coming back, and I kept waiting for them to say, thanks, we appreciate it, but we don't need you anymore, and they haven't yet.
So I'm old enough that I went to Crosley Field as a kid, and I would go there, and I'd think, I'm going to be an outfield player. I'm going to play first base. Did you go to the Reds and say, hey, I'm going to play the organ?
No, I didn't really think of getting on the roster that way. It really wasn't in my sights. It just kind of happened. But it so happened that a lot of the things I played when I was young that my dad played on the piano worked well in the ballpark too, so I knew a lot of the material already.
So you make the Great American Ballpark experience a lot of fun and for fans. So is it fun for you, or is there a lot of practice and pressure when you're playing for, you know, 15, 20, 40,000 people?
Both, actually. It is a lot of fun. I like prepping for it. I like thinking of what songs might work and working on them and then trying them out and seeing whether they do or not. But it is some pressure because I'm by myself and I can't blame it on anybody else if I screw up. It's obviously just me screwing up.
So you say you hear a song. I mean, are you one of those people that make a list, or you hear something on a car radio or in a club or something and say, yeah, I think that might work in this situation?
That's exactly what I do. Yeah. And I have a list on my phone. I just keep adding to it. And then when I get home sometime, I'll, you know, pick around with it on the organ or the piano and say, yeah, you know what, this one works, or this one could work, or this one, you know, doesn't work. Rap songs do not work on the organ. I'll say that.
So I really enjoy the musical reference to some of the rock song, current songs you can put in a situation during the game. But I guess I should explain to the listeners that you've developed a pretty vast knowledge of contemporary music, at least by ballpark standards, because of your other keyboard gig. You got another job, and you're the keyboard player for the Rusty Griswolds, the 80s cover band, right?
Correct. Yep.
And how long you been doing that?
It'll be 21 years this summer.
Wow.
Been a long time.
So how do the two relate?
I guess, well, some of the, like you said, a lot of the material I can use at the ballpark. The 80s, 70s, 60s, all the way back to the 40s, that material works well on the organ. So I can use a lot of that. I kind of cross-reference those tunes for both gigs.
And then you've got a third job.
My third job is probably my job.
Yeah, your real day job.
Yes.
You're a firefighter, and you serve in St. Bernard, right?
Right. I've been doing that for almost 26 years.
Wow. So how do you juggle at least the Reds? I mean, so you get all the weekends off for the homestand, or do you arrange that, or for day games, or how do you do that?
It's kind of a big jigsaw puzzle. So at the beginning of the year, I look at my schedule and I see where my firehouse days fall. And when we book the band, we kind of throw them in between on the weekends where I'm not working at the firehouse. Sometimes I have to do some switching. And then the Reds, anything that's left open is where I put the Reds. So any off days I have through the baseball season is filled with Reds. So I usually get, I try, if I can get 60 games in a season, I'm pretty happy with that.
And in a normal summer with the Griswolds, how many gigs are you doing? Probably mostly just weekends?
Oh, yeah. We play very seldom on weekdays, but it's almost every weekend through the summer. But it's probably 15 to 20 gigs, 3 or 4 summer months.
I was looking around on your website, and that's pretty fun, too. but you make it really, really clear. You're just going to play 80s music with the Griswolds, and there's only certain 80s music. There's some songs you won't play. So is doing the Reds liberating in a sense that you can play anything you think works as opposed to just playing 80s music?
Yes, absolutely. Anything is fair game, from stuff that came out last week to something that was from the 30s or 40s. So it is a lot more open, but it is also kind of restricting too, because I have to play it myself. I can track some drums, but I don't have a bass player or a guitar player, or so there are other limitations, but Yeah, the song selection is anything.
I think I've seen in ballpark tours, I've seen the organ. I mean, it's huge. Had you been familiar with playing an instrument that big, either with the Griswold? I can't imagine you drag one that big with the Griswold. So, but in your musical studies or your musical practice?
Very little exposure to it. I took piano lessons from a nun. She played the organ for masses, the weekday masses. And I didn't really want to learn organ, but she made me learn the organ because I think she wanted to take a break sometimes and have me play the masses. So,
or she'd crack you with a ruler.
Yeah, she had that too. Yeah, and I got a lot of that because I was not. Anyway, so I did learn to play the organ a bit. I didn't use the pedals a lot because I was in junior high school and I had trouble reaching them. So when I started working with the Reds, I really kind of had to relearn the instrument and add the pedal in. I went and bought an organ like the organ we have at the ballpark so that I could do it properly.
Wow. So I joked about this earlier, but when you were going to Riverfront, you know, Ronnie Dale used to be on that organ that would be on a riser that would come up behind the home plate. Did you take note of it? Did that
No.
fascinate you as a kid at all?
I had no idea. I was totally, either I had never seen it or I was just oblivious to it because I was paying attention to the game.
So what are some of the favorite songs that fit a situation that you like to play?
Probably my favorite to play is Ballroom Blitz. And I play that usually when there's a relief pitcher coming in from the other team because the Reds are doing well. So there's a little chunk of time, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and I can put that in. You know, I have a couple hundred songs that I kind of reference on a regular basis. So it's kind of whatever pops into my head. And
you have musician friends of the band, you've got firefighters. Do you have people suggest, hey, you ought to play?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my favorite parts. I'm up in the scoreboard operations room, and there are maybe 10, 20 people in there. So I love it when they throw out something like, hey, do you know this song? Or can you play this song? Or I think this song would be good for this situation. Someone suggested Africa by Toto for rain delays. And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. And then I started picking around on it. I'm like, that would sound good on the organ. So I use that, you know, sometimes during rain delays. And I love that because they get the pleasure of picking a song and having it played for the game, and I get the pleasure of, you know, having it work. And
So you're thinking not just what might work in a situation of a meeting on the mound or delay of somebody coming in from the bullpen or whatever. You have the situation where what kind of song would work in the situation going on the field. But the other level you're dealing with is, hey, that's a cool song. What would it sound like on the organ?
Oh, yeah. That's the first, kind of the first hurdle I have to get over. Well, the first hurdle is, am I able to play it just with my limited abilities? The second hurdle is, will it work on the organ? And yeah, you were talking about some, you know, having it work in certain situations. I should say, sometimes I just play a song because I like the song. And it has nothing to do with the situation. And I'm sure there are people out there that would be going, why is he playing that song? And sometimes it's just, you know, art for art's sake.
So have there been anybody in the Reds front office or anything say, well, you just can't play that song, whether it's Three Blind Mice when the umpires come out or like Baby Shark or something?
There are a couple songs. I cannot play Three Blind Mice because there's a history with that of a couple organists getting thrown out of the game for rebuking the umpires, and that's bad. You don't want to show off the umps. Sweet Caroline I can't play because I think the Red Sox use that. There are a couple songs like that are
associated with another signature songs with another club.
Right. But really, aside from that, they put very few restrictions on
it. So you don't get much feedback from the bosses?
Not negative feedback or not boundaries, usually. Every once in a while, I'll get a suggestion. I know Phil Castellini has asked a couple things. You know, hey, can you play this or this? And of course, I play them. All right, try.
So your work day when you're doing a Reds game, you know, the gates open like 90 minutes before the ball game, whether it's a day or night game. How much in advance do you have to get down there? Is there a lot of prep work or anything? Or do you just show up and do you have any music? Or is this all off the top of your head?
No, I don't use any music. I learn it all and play it all by ear. I usually get there about 3.5 hours before gates open.
Wow.
Which seems like a long time, and it kind of is. But I like to get there and see what kind of day it is, because honestly, if it's a sunny day, I'll play something different than if it's a rainy day and get a feel for what kind of day it is. And if there are special events going on, I might tailor some of the songs to go along with that. And then, like I said, I know there are hundreds of songs I use on the organ, so I may pick out some and say, you know, I haven't used this in a while, I want to play that today, and I'll brush up on it and make sure everything works. And so I like to get there and take my time and talk to the other people in the booth, and they may say, hey, I've heard a song, and What do you think?
So when you do an opening day, do you do something different or special? Is it for opening day?
Maybe a little bit, but the game pace and what we do between myself and the DJ, Aaron Sharp is the DJ, is fairly similar through the whole season. So opening day, we may have more time that we can do some other things and add to what we do, but it's pretty similar.
So you went to Oak Hills. Mm-hmm. You're probably in a marching band, I'm going to guess. So do you have any, I'm going to guess the band would have been in opening day parades. Do you have any memories of the opening day parades? Or you're West Sider, it's probably Harvest Home.
Right? Harvest Home was my big marching band memory. And I do remember that it was hard marching in the band with the organ strapped to me. But no, it really wasn't much different because I played the bass drum in a marching band. So that was a little heavy, not as heavy as an organ would have been. But yeah, I'm sure we were in some opening day parades. We were in an opening day parade as the Griswolds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not marching.
No, well, not marching. We were on the back of a flatbed.
Okay.
That was early on. That was a lot of fun. It was a little chilly, though.
So last question. So in the winter season, players work out. The Reds make trades. They sign free agents. Do you do anything to work out over the winter to keep sharp on the organ so you're top-notch on opening day?
I just keep going through it. You know, I may take a little time off in October, November, where I don't really play a lot, but I still play
through. So do the players.
Well, yeah. Because, you know, I don't want to get burned out on what I'm doing. I like to keep it fresh and fun. But all year, 12 months a year, if I hear a song, you know, it's always, how would the sound on the organ? So I'll pick around on it on the organ. And I always, a couple of weeks ago, I started playing. It was like, it's time to do it. It's time to, you know, work on some stuff and get ready.
John, thanks for joining us on WVXU tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank you for providing the ballpark organ music for our production of O'Toole from Moscow, the revival of the 1955 Rod Serling baseball comedy set in the Cold War, in which a Russian embassy worker ends up playing outfield for the Cincinnati Reds. O'Toole from Moscow airs at 8 p.m. this Wednesday, March 25th, for Around Cincinnati. I'm John Kieswetter.